Hi, my name is Barry Manandi and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
Z. And it's Messi! It is the cleanest of clean finishes and the best on the planet.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, the UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behaviour.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Manic Monday after the weekend we've just had. It's going to be a good one because we've got to pick our part, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The team is here. Mike, my daughter, Chris Meadsy, our producer, Sean Tafirinyika. My name is Barry Manandi. Later on, we should be joined by Zimbabwe footballing legend Alois Bunjira. Now, on the home front today, Zimbabwe cricket captain Craig Irvin says losing three matches in a row was not ideal as the Chevrons ended their ICC T20 World Cup Super 12 campaign on a disappointing note with a thumping 71-run defeat at the hands of India at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, the MCG, yesterday, which we must add was absolutely packed to the rafters. In the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League, Harare City have been relegated after ZPC Kariba held Highlanders in an exciting match at Barberfield Stadium yesterday. In Around the World in 60, we have updates from Texas, Florida and Auckland.
In the second half of the show, we have the Castle Lager World Football Report, and kickoff is in Serie A, where Juventus manager Max Allegri has called on his side to build on last night's 2-0 Davide Italia victory over Internazionale and finish strongly before the World Cup break. Over in England, new Aston Villa manager Unai Emery hit the ground running as he secured Villa's first Premier League home win over Manchester United since 1995 on his managerial debut for the Claret and Blue with a dominant 3-1 victory at Villa Park. And in La Liga, Atletico coach Diego Simeone says his side has to improve following a 1-0 draw with Espanyol, which was yet another disappointing result after Los Rojiblancos days after they were eliminated from the UEFA Champions League.
The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
Starting with some athletics news, it was a good outing for Zimbabwean distance runners in the women's marathon over the weekend, with the trio of Nyirutendo Nyahora, Olivia Chitate and Patience Morowe making the top 10 at the Soweto Marathon in South Africa. In the men's category, Zimbabwe's only representative, Conlon Makaza, did not finish the race due to a persisting knee injury. In basketball news, Bulawayo Basketball League action returned over the weekend after making room for the Khanyisile Basketball Tournament last weekend. The toast of the fixtures was a duel between Lakers and the Mavericks in the men's A division. Lakers, who went into the game fresh from being crowned champions of the Khanyisile Basketball Tournament, beat Mavericks 53-52. Finish off with the squash news. Zimbabwe A men's team is sitting in position 3 of Pool A in the Squash Federation of Africa Senior Championships, which are underway in Bulawayo, while the B team is 4th in Pool B. In matches played yesterday, Zimbabwe A played against Nigeria and Namibia, losing one and winning the other. Zimbabwe A won 2-1 against Namibia before they went on to lose 3-0 to Nigeria.
The Warriors, the Chevrons, the Cheetahs, the Mighty Warriors, and the Sables. From the pool to the track to the field, we are Team Zimbabwe.
All right, after that local sports news roundup, let's talk Team Zimbabwe in the form of the Chevrons. Our Zimbabwe cricket captain Craig Irvin says losing three matches in a row was not ideal as the Chevrons ended their ICC T20 World Cup Super 12 campaign on a disappointing note with a thumping 71-run defeat at the hands of India at the Melbourne Cricket Ground, the MCG. The result means Zimbabwe will have to go through qualification for the 2024 T20 World Cup after finishing bottom of the group, while India set up a semi-final clash with England. Let's hear from Zimbabwe.
Look, we mustn't forget the excellent work that we did during those qualifiers to get us into the Super 12s and obviously beating Pakistan as well. So there's a lot to take from this World Cup and build on that, you know, going forward. that win against Pakistan has tremendous value. I think, you know, those are the sort of memories that you do take away from a tournament like this. So it's definitely something that will live on in Zimbabwe cricket. But, you know, like I've said before, it's, you know, we want to get more and more victories like that and try and be a little bit more consistent. Sikander's been excellent for us, and I think Zimbabwe cricket is at that stage where, you know, we are trying to get some development going and trying to bring other players through it. Obviously, it does take a lot of time, and I think everybody understands that. So, you know, it's an important few years for Zimbabwe cricket going forward.
The voice there of Zimbabwe cricket captain Craig Irvin talking about a couple of things there. Mike talks about the fact that, you know, they pick out the positives from this campaign, and then secondly, development of the game. But I think the overwhelming emotion he didn't actually talk about, which is regret, probably.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of Zimbabweans, of course, reflect on the World Cup campaign with a bit of regret because we did start well. We beat Pakistan, which was as a result of a phenomenal performance by the boys.
Absolutely.
Especially the bowling and the batting effort up against, you know what, one of the best sides in the world. And I think a lot of people will see Pakistan in the semi-finals. And if they get going, there's no telling how far they're going to go in this tournament. They are always the dark horse when it comes to international cricket tournaments, the Pakis, and they are very good at it. And so we got that victory. And then we had a bit of fortune, a stroke of luck, courtesy of the weather, in the game versus South Africa. Where we got that fortuitous point. So at that stage, we got 3 points from arguably two of the toughest games in our group. We were sitting pretty with games against Bangladesh to come, games against the Dutch to come. And at that point, Zimbabwe could have targeted those two games and said, you know what, let's go hell for leather, try and see if we can get to 7 points and then see where we are at the end of the tournament. And I dare say, had we actually got to 7 points, who knows, we could have been speaking about possible qualification into the semifinals. But we let ourselves down in two matches which were winnable.
Very winnable.
Let's make that point.
These were
winnable fixtures that we lost. I would give back the win over Pakistan to have registered those two victories over Bangladesh and Netherlands, because they have now ultimately, defeats to those two nations have ultimately come back to haunt us.
Yeah.
Because we've fallen out of the automatic qualification places where we were sitting. Just a week ago, we were talking about we don't need to qualify for the next World Cup. But after that, those three consecutive defeats, we find ourselves shakers, and we're going to have to go through the rigmarole of qualification while the Dutch, mind you, who finished fourth,
automatically qualified. And in truth, Chris, we're back where we were before the tournament began. And going into the tournament, we targeted Bangladesh and the Netherlands. And I think that if anyone thinks that we're being harsh on the Chevrons, the reason we are being harsh is that the Bangladesh game, we lost by three runs we could have easily gotten had any other batsman just put up his hand and put away, whether it's a boundary, a few singles, or whatever the case may be, we could have won that game. And then we'll be talking about something very different. And then Netherlands, in truth, shouldn't have gotten what they got out of us. Yes, they're a decent side, but we should have been able to defeat them. So, yes, hindsight is 20/20, but those two games were absolutely winnable. Mike is spot on.
Spot on. When you're taking a look at the Chevron side, I think before they went into this tournament, we were all hoping they'd, you know, do decently enough. No one had very high expectations of them. But I think that win against Pakistan showed us that this team can.
Yeah.
They can absolutely go toe-to-toe. What's unfortunate is that there's an element, I don't know, maybe they got a little bit complacent. I'm not sure what happened there. But after showing us that they can, they went on to lose the matches that we knew they would be able to win, which is incredibly unfortunate. And I'm not sure what to put that down to.
Mentality,
potentially. Mm. But previously, we've seen that Dave Houghton, in terms of maintaining this team's mentality, has been able to do it quite well.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what then. Look, also, maybe the pressure of the tournament itself and the pressure of expectation. I think that win against Pakistan may have not gotten to their heads in a negative way, I suppose, where they now felt that, you know what, now that we've beaten this team...
You get to the point of arrogance.
Yes, arrogance, and also just there's no opportunity for error anymore because they've showed us that they can and the expectations are very high.
And Mike, I want to ask you a question that Craig Irvine raised in his post-match interview there, where he talks about the fact that, listen, the Zimbabwe cricket is looking at development, getting players coming through. He himself is under scrutiny. I don't think he's going to be there for the qualifiers for the next World Cup for 2024. I don't think Sikander Raza is going to be there. We hope he is, but in truth, if we're to be honest with ourselves, he's performing at a level that's shocking all of us for a 36-year-old. The likes of the Sean Williams of this world, those guys are all moving on. So the likelihood is this was probably the closest we could have got with this group.
Yeah, listen, I think we're going to need, or we're probably going to have maybe 4, 5, 6 new faces in the team by the time the next T20 World Cup swings around. That's something that King George on our WhatsApp platform has actually pointed to. He says, Zimbabwe cricket, we need to build for the future, starting with the Afghanistan tour. More tours for the under-19s and the A-team. So he's actually providing a solution that, okay, yes, sometimes as Zimbabwe, we are too fixated with the professional rung of sport. So we talk about the Chevrons, we talk about the Sables, the Cheetahs, the Warriors, we talk about the Gems. But we don't talk about the production mill. What is the production mill as far as the Chevrons is concerned? And the production mill is the schoolboys team.
Yeah.
The production mill is the A team, which used to be a very vibrant part of Zimbabwe cricket when we initially won test status, Barry. Yeah. You remember back in the late 80s and the early 90s, the A team was a prominent feature on the back page of the newspapers
because
they used to get regular game time against quality opposition. They used to go on tours to England, tours to Australia, tours to the subcontinent.
And we knew who was coming through.
And we knew who was coming through, and they had an opportunity to express themselves and to perform. And the other value of A tours, Barry, is you are able to rub shoulders with the next generation of talent that's going to come through for the other nations.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, you're also able to play on different surfaces and different decks. You're going to the subcontinent, so you are tested as far as a spin is concerned, your ability to play on flat decks. You go to Australia, you are tested as far as the seam conditions are concerned, the short pitch bowling, etc. And so that helps you. The swing that comes through in England.
That we struggled with in the world, this World Cup.
The problem is that we've got our players predominantly playing the cricket in Zimbabwean conditions. And when we go and play in these tournaments, they're not being hosted in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
They're being hosted in foreign lands. And our players are having to work out the conditions for the very first time when they get there, because they're playing in those conditions for the very first time.
For the very first time. And the only way is time in the middle. And you can see it when you look at the numbers, Chris, because you look at our batters. Sikander Raza is playing out of his skin. Let's be fair. He's 8 innings, 219 runs, strike rate 128. He's doing very well. Sean Williams then comes through. Craig Irvine comes through. After that, you start sort of scraping and wondering. Wesley Madevere on the back of a couple of great innings, but there's good and there's bad. There's no in between with Wesley Madevere.
Yeah.
So we need... The captain talked about consistency, and he's bang on. We need to get more consistent, especially if those new fellas are coming through.
And more consistent across the team, not one or two players becoming more consistent. I think we saw it right across these games. The game Sikander Raza is not able to pull out some magic, the whole team struggles.
Yeah.
And when you're taking a look at a situation like that, that's not going to bode us well in the future. We need a situation where more of the players are showing up with more runs, more consistently. I think
match-winning performances.
Performances right across the team. It's not enough to have one or two people sparkle in each game to get us through. We need more and more of a distribution, just even from a risk perspective. I think when we're going into this tournament, we might go in more confidently.
Yeah, I also think, guys, that in as much as we're asking these guys to up their output, can they?
It's a fair question.
I don't think they can. We're asking these guys to perhaps play beyond themselves.
Yeah, lift the level.
When they've topped out. I don't think you're going to get a lot of improvement from Sean Williams.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a lot of improvement from Craig Irvine or Sikander Raza. I think they're right now in the twilight of their careers, and they're not going to improve much. I think with Wesley Madevere, we can talk about that. We can talk about the young man, what we want to see from him. him. We can talk about growth. We can talk about areas he needs to work on. And then we can see an improvement in his game because he is at that age and he's just at the beginning of the genesis of his international career. But the other guys, I just get the feeling that, you know what, you take a look at even Sikander Raza's performances. They were very dominant in the initial stages of the tournament when we were up against the second tier nations.
Yeah.
Against the top nations, he was tested. Mm. And he did show that, yes, he's capable of making a contribution. But when Sikander is able to score 80, 90, 100, or a blitz 60 against the top tier nations, you then need two or three other players
to make up
who are able to make up that deficit. And that's where the problem is.
Yeah.
Because more often than not, Sikander is probably going to make 30-odd when you're up against your Indias, your New Zealands, your Englands, and your Australias, because they're not going to give you the sort of loose bowling that he was feasting on when he was playing the likes of Nepal, when he was playing the likes of the United States of America, and with all due respect, because the level of cricket that they're operating at on is completely different,
to the top tier. And you could see it when we then faced Express Pace. You could always see that we were having problems. But with the ball, we certainly hope that we have more of Blessing Muzarabani. I think he's young enough to still make a contribution because he finished the tournament with 12 wickets. And I think that's the sort of performances that we want. Sikander Raza was there also with the ball, managed to turn his arm over, second highest wicket taker. So I think that, listen, with the ball, we tried a bit, but we need a lot more contributions, is the best that we can say.
So mentally, I think our boys were a bit lacking.
Fragile,
even with Blessing Muzarabani, whenever he was put under pressure, I thought sort of like he couldn't stick
when he was
consistently to his plans.
Yeah.
You know, the best bowlers are able to say, you know what, you've hit me for six, you've hit a good ball for six.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay there.
Yes.
What results is that the batsman sometimes makes a mistake.
Doesn't quite make it.
He's caught on the boundary, etc. I think a lot of our bowlers, Blessing Muzarabani to a certain extent, but largely the likes of Richard Ngarava and Tendai Chatara, were starting to second guess themselves.
Yes.
In these games. And they were put under incredible pressure by incredibly good batsmen. I think sometimes as a bowler, just admit that, you know what, I'm up against one of the best batsmen in the world. And I'm going
to
be hit.
Figure this out.
I'm going to have to figure this out.
Yeah.
And so the mental strength then comes into your through when your ability to make decisions on the fly,
and
you don't have Dave Houghton to whisper
and
into your ear when you're out in the middle.
When your ability is tested, so I'm gonna say it to Chris as we wrap up that, Chris, I agree with you that Dave Houghton has been good at getting the mentality of the boys right, insofar as expression. But I think there's work that needs to be done on belief. Because I think when they were tested, as Mike points out, they certainly were found wanting. However, listen, I think they brought the fans back to the chevrons. They made us all believe for a second there, a fleeting second. Now they're on the flight back. But the tournament continues. Are there messages coming through, Mikey?
Yeah, there are a few messages coming through here. And, of course, guys wanted to weigh in. And you can do so on our WhatsApp platform. Hi, ZFM Sports Team. This is Eno out in Bulawayo. The Chevron's problem and Zim Sport in general is always mental. We need to build mental strength somehow in the next generation of our cricketers. And we say here, difficult to disagree with that message, because you know what, our guys were just wilting. Andre Regis Chakava should just not play. Simple. On the back of his last 10-15 performances, that's spot on again.
Yeah.
Regis, no meaningful contribution, Barry, at the World Cup.
Yes, and before the World Cup, I mean, we talked about him in the studio several times when he was standing in as captain. Listen, he's our glove man, but no, I think he's really struggling.
Right, Anzi, about this win over Pakistan, let me quote some guy I heard somewhere. Anzi, even the sun shines on a dog's buttocks. That's our friend in Poland.
Message of the day.
On that note, Barry,
We can
wrap up the World Cup.
We can indeed. Your weekend results out of the World Cup. England squeezed into the semi-finals with Ben Stokes ushering them to a nervy 4-wicket final overwin over Sri Lanka after a batting wobble in Sydney. Now South Africa were eliminated from the World Cup. We're going to be ride sharing with South Africa coming back from Australia after slumping to a shock 13-run defeat to the Netherlands in their final Group 2 game in Adelaide. And Pakistan profited from South Africa's slip up against Netherlands as they clinched a spot in the semi-finals with a 5-wicket win over Bangladesh in Adelaide, qualifying to the semi-finals New Zealand, England, India and Pakistan. So it's New Zealand who will take on Pakistan and India will take on England.
I listen to my radio. CFM Stereo.
You could win a ticket for yourself and a friend to watch the FIFA World Cup.
You win a ticket and a friend.
Not a friend.
That's very generous.
Let's take that again. You could win a ticket for you and your friend to watch the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 final. Mm. I think that's the most important part of this. This is a ticket to the final. All you have to do to enter is purchase a 375 or 750ml Castle Lager World Cup Limited Edition pack. You retrieve your unique code under the crown and you send it to USSD *788# or WhatsApp 078-555-2324. That's USSD *788# or WhatsApp 078-555-2324. And all you do is follow the prompt to enter, but always remember to drink responsibly.
Alcohol may be hazardous to health if consumed to excess. The operation of machinery or driving after the consumption of alcohol is not advisable. Not for sale to persons under the age of 18 years.
The FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 is here. Now here is your chance to fly to Qatar with Castle Lager. To enter, simply purchase a 375ml or 750ml Castle Lager World Cup Limited Edition pack. Retrieve your unique code under the crown and send it to USSD *788# or WhatsApp to 078-555-2324 and follow the prompts to enter. So go ahead and purchase a Castle Lager today and you and a friend could be on your way to Qatar.
From Rufaro to Barberfield, Mandava to Nyamunga, all the perfect moments in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League come together on ZFM Sport.
All right, Castle Lager sponsors, of course, the top tier of domestic football. And Harare City did not have a good time in the City of Kings and Queens because on Saturday and Sunday, both results proved the sharp end for them. And they have now been relegated from the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League after ZPC Kariba held Highlanders to a 1-1 draw in an exciting match at Barberfield Stadium yesterday. The Sunshine City boys' last game against Highlanders will count for nothing, even if they win, as they will not supplant ZPC Kariba on 36 points as they are on 32 points. Alois, Harare City has been cut adrift. They went across to the City of Kings and Queens, lost to Bulaya City 2-1 on Saturday, and then on Sunday in a match where they could only watch. It ended 1-1 and ZPC Kariba survived while they have been cut adrift into the recesses of Division 1 football.
Yeah, certainly. So, Barry, we thought that Harare City was one of the better organized teams in the country, but this is second time now they've been relegated in a few years. You know, they got relegated and they got a reprieve the other time and they went back, but this time around I don't know, maybe they will buy another franchise or something, I don't know, but they're gone now. I think they did this to themselves. They have themselves to blame because they had matches that they could have won. Mm-hmm. They lost to an already relegated Wawa 2 weeks ago. Those are 3 points, valuable 3 points.
Yeah, that's
they lost to already relegated Tenex.
Yeah.
And they lost to teams that are already relegated.
Yeah.
You see, those are teams that they could have beaten, and they lost. And they were leading against ZPC Kariba, the very same team. They played them in the run-up to the end of the season. Those are the games, those are the six-pointers. and they couldn't win. So for me, I think they had the perfect opportunity to survive.
Explain,
and they fluffed this.
Yeah, fine, they fluffed their lines, but you think to yourself, this is the same Harare City that beat Black Rhinos only a few weeks ago. So it's a Harare City side that was well capable of doing so. Was this just
exactly
the magnet of relegation, because it's really hard to get out of the relegation zone, or was it just the perhaps overthinking of I understand Herbert Marua is there at the moment, Tara Mangwira has been upped to being like almost a technical director type figure. Was that overthinking on the part of the club or overthinking on the part of the technical staff? What do you assign it to?
Yeah, I think there was an element of overthinking it, because you don't want to start bringing in a new herd at that particular time moment. I don't think that was actually the way to go, because it also resonates down to the players that they are panicking at the top.
Okay.
So psychologically, you're not doing yourself any good by starting to shuffling the technical department. At the same time, like I said, you say Black Rhino, they beat a very good Black Rhino side. Mm. They were capable. Then they lose to all the relegated teams. For me, I think that's where they lost it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you're fighting against relegation, you need to beat your fellow strugglers.
Yeah.
When you beat your fellow strugglers, then you keep them down. But they actually let them come closer to them, and towards the end, it was actually a do-or-die affair, and it was going to be difficult. But
on another note, could they have taken a leaf out of the exploits of their fellow council team, Bulawayo City, who seems to be making an absolute fight of staying in the Premier League? I mean, I think they've out of a possible 12 points, they've taken 9 in their last few games. That's the sort of form that keeps you in the league, especially at this in the run-in.
Yeah, exactly, Barry. That's what Harare City needed to do. They needed to maintain some level of consistency, because they were fighting against relegation. They needed to climb out. You know, sometimes you stay stable in one place because of inconsistency.
Yeah.
But if you want to climb out, you have to be consistent.
Run of games, yeah.
Unfortunately, Bulawayo City, they left it for too late.
Yeah.
Because I think they are also relegated. When you look at the table and the amount of goal difference and everything, I think they're also gone.
I think they need to score like a 10 goals without reply to even just get into being level on points with ZPC Kariba. I think ZPC Kariba may have well survived. The Castle Lager Premier Soccer League match day 33 results. The penultimate match day of the season. Yada nil-all draw with Chicken Inn. My quick comment on Chicken Inn. Shucks, have they given up? What's going on?
I think they gave up a long time ago.
Yeah, right.
They've been coasting in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
I think once FC Platinum hit their straps and managed to create a bit of breathing ground between themselves and the chasing pack, I think for Chicken Inn it was always about respectability, and for them, remember, a fine achievement is finishing ahead of the likes of Dynamos and Highlanders.
Yeah.
I think the owners and the principals at Chicken Inn really don't mind. I don't think they're pushing too hard for Joey Antipas to win a title.
No, I don't think so. They'll love the taste once again, I'm sure, but they're not really pushing hard.
I don't think they're going to fire him for finishing second.
No, I don't think so.
Or finishing fourth even.
I don't think so. I don't think their ambitions are stretch to that extent. Manica Diamonds nil all draw with Ngezi Platinum. Stars Triangle United 1-1 draw with FC Platinum, who are the champions officially. Highlanders 1-1 draw with ZPC Kariba, which resulted in Harare City being cut adrift. And then Herentals beating Dynamos 1-0 at the National Sports Stadium yesterday. Chris, the students giving Dynamos a bit of a lesson.
Oh yeah. Everybody's in school is in session in the Premier League. I think it was a really tough one for Dynamos. I think this is a game that they would have wanted to win coming up to the end of the season. Now Chicken Inn is now in second place.
Yeah.
So this is a game that they needed to win, but Herentals is making a mark this season.
One word to describe Kumbirai Mutuekuziwa, the coach at Herentals.
Magician.
Brilliant. An absolute magician. And both Tino Benza and Innocent Benza started yesterday in that match against Dynamos, by the way. Caps United 2-2 draw with Bulawayo Chiefs. The Cranbourne Bullets 0-0 draw with 10X. Bulawayo City beating Harare City, as we said, 2-1. And then Wawa 3-2 winners over Black Rhinos. So final log is that Gesi Platinum are champions. Chicken Inn in second. Dynamos in third, and then Ngezi Platinum is in fourth, Highlanders in fifth. those could move around slightly after the last match day. Cut adrift, Harare City, TNX and Wawa. Bulawayo City, you could pretty much say that, but mathematical opportunity precludes us from saying that right now. We can only confirm it after the last match day.
Hi, my name is Runi Shamba, my Toria's super striker. You're listening to ZFM Sports.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
We take off in Texas, where Iga Świątek missed out on a place in the WTA Finals title match after a surprise defeat to Aryna Sabalenka. But the world number one said she's happy her intense season is finally at an end. Świątek was a hot favorite to finish her year with the season-ending title, but was beaten 6-2, 2-6, 6-1 by Sabalenka, who will face Caroline Garcia in the final. Let's head over to Florida, where Tom Brady, who became the first quarterback in NFL history to throw for 100,000 yards, led a last-minute drive as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the LA Rams 16-13. Brady drove Tampa Bay 60 yards in 35 seconds with no timeouts, finding rookie tight end Cade Otton on the game-winning one-yard touchdown pass with 9 seconds remaining. Mike, he needed this win. Tom Brady is going through a lot in his personal life, but also things were looking a bit shaky in terms of his performance.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Tampa Bay had lost 3 straight before this, and to beat the LA Rams, one of the top teams in the NFL, I think would just breathe a bit of life into the Bucs. They still got a lot of work to do, but I think as far as Brady and the Bucs are concerned, I think this just gives them the belief that they can beat the best in the league.
The touchdown in Auckland, where holders New Zealand survived a last-minute penalty from France to book their place in the Women's Rugby World Cup final against England with a 25-24 win at Eden Park. After England had earlier seen off Canada 26-19, host New Zealand were pushed all the way by a determined French side, but ultimately pulled off a great escape in front of a roaring home crowd. And your results from the European Autumn International Series: Wales going down against New Zealand 55-23, Ireland beating South Africa 19-16, France beating Australia by a single point 30-29, and England 29-30 against Argentina.
Lock it on. CFM Stereo is untouchable. Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
Great show, guys. I look forward to your show every time. This is Tanaka. What's up, Tanaka? Nice of you to get in touch. And you're saying you just wanted to know if we have any news concerning the Tel 1 Football Club challenge to Shisham promotion. Is there a bit of beef there? What's going on, Barry?
Yeah, listen, there's a bit of beef. It's similar to the Herentals SC Platinum deal. Unregistered player, blah, blah, blah. That one, I'm not too sure where it stands, but I don't think there was a ruling as yet. But again, I don't see it being successful. I think Shisham will ultimately get promoted.
All right, and the Chevron's typical of any Zim sport will lack the competitive edge, largely due to incomplete talent. The sooner we realize this, the better. Our talent levels are very low. Is it a question of talent, Alois? Because to be honest, I believe that you can get talent almost everywhere. The rise and rise of the so-called fringe nations in so many different sporting disciplines the world over, where we have seen the likes of Afghanistan, the likes of Nepal come along in cricket, in rugby. Yeah. Now we're seeing Argentina able to go to Twickenham and beat England. We are seeing so many nations rising up. So it shows you that talent exists at a very low raw level everywhere. It's how you refine it that matters. So Zimbabwe does have talent.
I've said it over and over again. There's no place that doesn't have talent. It's what you do with the talent that is key. What are you doing to develop that talent? And at what stage? At what time are you starting to develop that that talent? That's all key. You know, when you go to Europe, like football, cricket, or rugby, when you go to Europe, you should see where they start, how they start, even parental support and everything that they put in it. You know, here we are told to go first, go to school, go to school, do your books. But I want to roll. I want to do a sport. Some kids are getting yes. Then by the time that they see which college and get again, so it's all about what you do with the talent. Look at Iceland; they're also doing well.
Less
than a million people.
Less than a million people. Absolutely. And you know, I always use the All Blacks as an example. A nation of 5 million. million.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they have got the most dominant sports team in the history of sport.
Never mind rugby.
In the history of sport.
New Zealand puts us to shame because look at their netball team, their hockey team, look at their cricket team. They are always there.
World class.
And so it's all about getting them to play correct.
Right. And now the Chris fan club has come out in full force.
Chris fan club, if you're so into my voice, send the corresponding eco cash.
Is that a challenge?
Send them the number.
Answer, we don't have cows to marry in Acadia, but you're guaranteed a few pit bulls. That's coming home.
I love that.
Somebody saying I should have been cast in Dirty Dancing because Wapenza Utuudza about dogs and the sun. Last time you were telling us about one talking to his member.
So where does Dirty Dancing
I have no idea, you know.
Has this person watched Dirty Dancing?
Although today you're dressed a bit like Patrick Swayze with your crisp white t-shirt and light blue jeans.
And then we've got Ramon from Nobosha. He says, nice show, guys. And of course, the messages are coming in. Would love to read all of them, but unfortunately, that will be at the expense of the beautiful game, which is up next.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The Castellaga Premier Soccer League. La Liga. Serie A. The English Premier League. The Bundesliga. It all comes together with the Castle on the Castellaga World Football Report.
Right, so we start in Italy where it was a bumper weekend in Serie A. Let's start over the results. Udinese and Lecce 1-1 draw. Empoli getting the better of Sassuolo 1-0. Salernitana and Cremonese 2-2 draw. AC Milan, the champions, victors over Spezia 2-1, whilst Bologna defeated Torino 2-1 as well. Monza beat Verona 2-0, whilst Sampdoria went down at home to Fiorentina 2-0. Now let's get to the big matches over the weekend. Napoli extending their Serie A winning streak to 9 games as first half goals from Victor Osimhen and Elfif Elmas secured a 2-1 comeback victory at Atalanta in a match of very good quality. This one, Roma coach Jose Mourinho says there was too much emotion and too little awareness from his side as Lazio edged Roma 1-0 in the Derby della Capitale with a first half goal from midfielder Felipe Anderson. And the big game of the weekend was the Derby di Italia, and Juve manager Max Allegri has called on his side to build on last night's 2-0 victory over Inter and finish strongly before the World Cup break. Adrian Rabiot, who was one of the goal scorers for Juve, says the victory gives them confidence.
Tonight we did a great game together. I'm happy because I scored with the right foot, and I think now we are on the right way. The victory gave you a lot of energy because it was a tough game, and we did very well against Inter, and it's good for the next games.
Adrian Rabiot scored a really good goal, Barry, and Juve 2-0 victors over Inter. The net result is that they're up to fifth. They're above Roma and Inter. And they now have the likes of Lazio and AC Milan in their crosshairs.
I mean, they do, and they should be worried because there's a Juventus side that's recovering, and I think that the Agnellis will be forgiven. They will be almost vindicated for keeping Max Allegri at the helm. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, they didn't have the services of Paul Pogba, they didn't have Di Maria, they didn't have Federico Chiesa. Now two of the three are back. Di Maria back, Federico Chiesa back, and that makes a huge difference. So the starting lineup almost transforms before the World Cup even kicks in.
I want to throw this very interesting stat at you, Alois. Juventus, they've conceded just 7 goals That's the meanest defense in Serie A. Max seems to have got it very right now defensively. It's now all about that creativity going forward because they're not conceding many.
Yeah, I think that's why the directors or the owners of the club kept faith in him, because they looked at the team and how solid they are, and they were just thinking, you know what, as long as we can find a way to get goals, then we're going to be a formidable side. So they didn't have the Pogba, very much a creative player. So they thought, you know what, we don't have Di Maria. So if these guys come back with the solid defense that we have got, we can get cracking. And look at them now; they're in fifth now. The players are coming back. And they look like once they start scoring the goals, they are going to be very, very much difficult to beat, because to just penetrate their defense is proven to be very difficult in Serie A.
Yeah, absolutely. You need attackers with a lot of thrust to penetrate the old lady. Let's go to Spain and your La Liga weekend results. Girona 2-1 victors over Athletic Club. Getafe and Cadiz goalless draw. What are you guys laughing at? What's the snickering? Real Bias.
Did you even
know the toughness to penetrate the old lady?
Anyway, Real Valladolid 2-1 victors over Elche. Celta Vigo going down at home to Osasuna 2-1. Real Sociedad 1-0 draw with Valencia. Villarreal beaten at home by Mallorca 2-0. Real Betis and Sevilla 1-0 draw. And then Barcelona too good for Almeria. That one ended 2-0. But the talk in Spain is around Atletico Madrid and their coach Diego Simeone says his side has to improve following a 1-0 draw with Espanyol, which was yet another disappointing result after Los Rojiblancos were eliminated from the UEFA Champions League. Chris, we take a look at the log standings. They are 10 points behind Barcelona, could be 11 points behind the log leaders if Real Madrid win tonight in their match. It's not gone well for Diego Simeone. Is it time we started that uncomfortable conversation around, you know what, perhaps his time is done at Atletico Madrid? He's taken them as far as he can. Mm-hmm.
I think at some point, the chemistry that we talk about between a manager and a team and its structures, at some point, it needs a refresh. It needs something new. Potentially, the fact that the manager himself may need a new challenge. The team itself may need a new manager. They've only won one of their last six games in all competitions. That's not the kind of stat that Atletico Madrid would be taking a look at and not worrying over, I don't think. I think there's already been meetings that have been had. Yeah. And it's unfortunate because of the place he had taken Atletico Madrid to. He had turned it into this winning side, not necessarily playing football that's great to watch.
Not a pretty side.
But they were winning. When you stop winning, when you play that kind of football, there's an automatic pressure that comes when you're a manager.
Absolutely. Well, talking about pressure, Arteta is feeling none at Arsenal.
All the rivalry.
Goal for Liverpool early on Derby Day.
All the stars.
Cut back and De Bruyne. He made that look easy, and I promise you it wasn't.
And all the game-changing moments.
Aubameyang, can he find a way through? You bet he can. That is top, top class.
All the updates from the Premier League on ZFM Sport.
Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta has admitted the Gunners are competing for the title after their 1-0 win at Chelsea, but did call for respect towards Manchester City's recent record in English football. He's finally said it. He's come out, Barry Arteta. The confidence is there. I think, to be honest, five matches, you can kind of think to yourself, you know what, it's a good start. Mm. But where Arsenal is now, you know, having played, you know what, at least, 10 matches now in the league, they at least have got to start looking at the possibility that, you know what, having dropped just, 5 points so far this season, and going head to head and toe to toe with Man City, that, you know what, we can compete for this thing.
Yeah, 13 games played, you're top of the table, you can certainly compete, you can make a fist of it. However, I'm glad that he said, and I want to repeat the words that he said, we're competing against the best team in the world. Mm. And for consistency, I would certainly agree with him with Manchester City. They go deep in every competition, and no doubt they're going to go deep in the Premier League against us.
Isn't it a mentality thing? And I know your point when you say they're competing with the best team in the world. Yes. You play them twice.
Yeah.
You play 38 games. So you play them twice. So it's about the other teams.
But it's the grind, Mike.
Yes.
It's mentality, 100%. And I agree with you on that score. So he's got to then focus his players to make sure that when the run-in starts, if they're still there or thereabouts, they've got to close it out. Who has the experience of closing it out? It's De Bruyne et al. Who are sitting in the light blue half of Manchester City. So it's a tough, and I'm not ruling Arsenal out. I'm just saying they're going to have the right mindset.
Chris, do you, as Mikel Arteta, take a look at maybe the cup competitions and start to think, you know what, let me manage my squad here, because I've already declared that we've got a chance to win this thing. We can compete with Man City, and you just decide, you know what, we're going to go balls to the wall here.
Absolutely. I think this is working, and you definitely want, if something is working, you want to stay on the path, you want to go balls deep there. I think you want to continue on that trajectory for as long as you can until you actually reap the benefits. I think when you start to split a squad around, you know, maybe we take a look at the cup and we take a look at this competition, there's risk of, first of all, burning out these players. I know that they have their ways of managing the load, but I think focus should definitely be on Arsenal continuing this trajectory.
Alois, do you share the confidence?
Yeah, I am confident.
I saw your post on Facebook, though.
No, that was a jam.
It was just a jam.
But I'm certainly confident as well for Arsenal. But we have always said it as well that, you know what, they were building something and it's starting to show. And with the younger players as well, they've got a lot of energy. But like Barry said, the Man City factor is going to be uppermost in their minds, because, you know, to win this thing, you need 95 plus points. Yes. If you are playing in a league with Manchester City. So they are looking at how many points did we get last season and how many to go to 95. Yeah. So they it's going to be
Can I do simple maths right now? So Arsenal have played 13, right?
Yes.
And got 34. So they are exactly one third of the way.
Yes.
If they're able to maintain that level of output,
they need.
They're actually going to go above 95 points.
Yes, that's what they need.
And that wins you the
Premier League. That's what they need.
However, it wins you the Premier League as long as Manchester City doesn't... Because remember, Liverpool finished with 97 points.
Yes. And they still lost it.
Right. Yeah. And of course, the other significant result came at Villa Park, where Unai Emery reintroduced himself to the English Premier League with a 3-1 victory versus Manchester United. And Chris, again, a reminder that there's still a lot of work to be done at United.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think anyone was kind of under any illusions that, you know, the train is back on the track. I think this is just another blip that United needs to get over. It's the consistency that they need to hit.
All right. And of course, as we wrap up the show, we just want to give you an important customer notice that's coming from EcoCash. Dear valued customers, please note you might be experiencing intermittent service on the EcoCash platform. Our technical team is working to restore normal service at the earliest. Any inconvenience caused is sincerely regretted. And of course, I just got an image of guys with their spanners.
Working furiously on servers and all sorts.
Right, and then Anzi, please read my message. This is Darlington. He says, Anzi, hola, as the FM sports teammates, of course, in Grayston Park. Anzi, well, we might blame the Chevrons, but let's be proud of our boys for reaching the group of 12 stage. You will never walk alone. Anzi, hey, your voice, guys, are just something else. And my son, Tony, is crazy. Anzi even imitates my voice. Really?
Wow.
Mike's voice.
Oh. Well, what's up, Tony? I hope Tony is listening.
Tony Montana.
Good to hear from you, Tony. Thanks
definitely
so much for that message.
Tony Montana, we'll catch you tomorrow. Yeah. I hope our voices will still be working.
Yeah.
We trust they will. We'll catch you then. May God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Manande, out.
And it's Messi. It is the cleanest of clean finishes and the best on the planet.
The biggest sports stories.
Chelsea, the UEFA Champions League winners of 2021.
The biggest interviews.
That such a great spectacle is ruined by such thuggish behaviour.
And all the analysis right here.
He's the one player that has the arrogance to think that he can play in any stadium in the world and any pitch in the world in front of any player in the world and take them on.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Hi, this is Mike Mundell, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.
ZFM.